This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
She was roaming around the crevices of a sweaty husband checking for ticks. No. Be better than the Paul and Jordana bleep show. And booyah.
It's good to be alive right about now.
I hear voices in my head. I hear Jordana's voices in my head. Even when she's not here, she's here. Through the magic of radio. Thank you, DJ, for cheering me up. Jor's always here, even on the days when she's not here. She's flying back from Colorado. She was out with some friends in Vail for a few days, snowboarding for the first time since she was diagnosed with leukemia, and just thrilled. I mean, like a wide-eyed four-year-old kid just eating it up, so grateful to be well enough to be able to hit the slope. So really happy for Jordana, and she's on her way back right now, one day at a time. And, look, we've all had a rough couple of years with the pandemic, but imagine struggling with life-threatening cancer at the same time you're struggling with the pandemic and trying to raise three kids. She's gotten it done. She's just amazingly strong. So, and she makes me laugh consistently. Our condolences to the family of Jim Hagedorn, Congressman Jim Hagedorn from Minnesota's 1st District. He's a fighter. He's been fighting kidney cancer for 3 years, and he succumbed to that cancer yesterday. Surrounded by his wife, Jennifer Carnahan, extended family and friends. So our best to Jim Hagedorn's family and friends and constituents, a fighter for Minnesota. For about 3 years, he was in Congress. The other thing that, of course, we're tracking is the sentencing of Kimberly Potter, who was sentenced to 2 years in Dante Wright's death. Former Brooklyn Center police officer Kimberly Potter, sentenced to 2 years for fatally shooting Dante Wright, mixing up her taser with her revolver. She will serve the first 16 months in prison and then the remaining 8 months on supervised release. She could have faced up to 15 years. Prosecutors were seeking more than 7 years in prison for Potter. Hennepin County District Judge Regina Chu called it a significant downward departure from state sentencing guidelines, adding that it was the saddest case in her 20 years on the bench. So, by the way, Dante Wright's mom, Katie Bryant, said in a victim impact statement earlier today that she will never forgive Potter. We all make mistakes, but that was an unforgivable mistake, according to Dante Wright's mom. So, the other story that's top of mind for me is, what the heck is Russia doing with Ukraine? An estimated 190,000 Russian troops on the border with Ukraine. Tomorrow, apparently, nuclear drills in Russia. And trying to spook the West. And not sure if they're going to actually invade, but just minutes ago, here's what President Biden had to say about that.
Throughout these tense moments, the Ukrainian forces have shown great judgment and, I might add, restraint. They refuse to allow the Russians to bait them into war. But the fact remains, Russian troops currently have Ukraine surrounded from Belarus along the Russian border and with Ukraine to the Black Sea in the south and all of its border. You know, look, we have reason to believe the Russian forces are planning to and intend to attack Ukraine in the coming week, in the coming days. We believe that they will target Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, a city of 2.8 million innocent people. We're calling out Russia's plans loudly and repeatedly, not because we want a conflict, but because we're doing everything in our power to remove any reason that Russia may give to justify invading Ukraine and prevent them from moving. Make no mistake, if Russia pursues its plans, it will be responsible for a catastrophic and needless war of choice. The United States and our allies are prepared to defend every inch of NATO territory from any threat to our collective security as well. We also will not send troops in to fight in Ukraine, but we will continue to support the Ukrainian people. This past year, the United States provided a record amount of security assistance to Ukraine to bolster its defensive, $650 million from Javelin missiles to ammunition. We also previously provided $500 million in humanitarian aid and economic support for Ukraine. And early this week, we also announced an additional sovereign loan guarantee of up to $1 billion to strengthen Ukraine's economic resilience. But the bottom line is this: the United States and our allies and partners will support the Ukrainian people. We will hold Russia accountable for its actions. The West is united and resolved. We're ready to impose severe sanctions on Russia if it further invades Ukraine. But I say again, Russia can still choose diplomacy. It is not too late to de-escalate and return to the negotiating table.
That was President Biden a short time ago, weighing in on the situation right now in Eastern Europe. The biggest threat to stability in Europe, certainly since the end of World War II. So we will see what happens. A lot of people holding their breath. When we come back, not all winter storms are created equal. It's the cold storms that are more dangerous on the highway. I'll explain, and why Elon Musk is so hopped up about humanoid robots. Are they going to replace many of us? Stick around. That's coming up next on CCO. Hey, DJ, good news.
Yeah, what's that? More snow?
Minnesota, the second best state in the nation for single seniors looking for romance. Why are you laughing?
Well, good news for who? I mean,
well, I don't know. Idaho is the best. In case you're wondering, Idaho is apparently the best state for older adults looking to find love.
I really wasn't wondering, but thank you.
This is news you can use.
Why? Does it say why? Why is it good state to go?
I didn't really want to drill down too deep into that story. Mississippi, for some reason, is the worst state. Idaho is the best state in the nation for older adults looking to find love. Listen to this. Here. Americans over the age of 65, 43% of Americans 65 and older are single.
Oh.
That's kind of a shocking
Statistic.
Yeah. So,
wow.
But that must, that must be because there's a high population of senior citizens that have a spouse who has passed away.
I guess.
Wouldn't that
either
be part,
passed
of,
away
right, part
or
of the reasoning?
Divorced or whatever. Yeah.
Wow.
Almost half of Americans over the age of 65 are single. And Minnesota, allegedly second best state in the nation.
Good place
for
to
single seniors.
Mingle? Where I bet there's some spots out on Lake Minnetonka that some of those folks are gathering at. Have you run across any of those spots out there?
I have not. I'm not single yet.
Over at,
if I keep talking like this, I'm going to be single.
Well,
soon.
I know. I was thinking, you didn't share that story with Lori, did you?
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's better she doesn't know.
You know, I have zero desire going back to square one.
No.
Hey, what's your favorite color? Hey. What's your sign? Oh, you're a Virgo? Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay. Where'd you go to school? What movies do you like? Yeah. Oh, okay. Cool. What do you like to eat?
Yeah, but you just don't really like people.
Well, I do. Most people. It's just the annoying people I'm trying to avoid.
How about it? Maynard's out there on Lake Minnetonka? I think there's some over 65 singles out there.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. Maynard's?
Yeah. Pulling up their
Cove.
Yachts and,
I think Cove is in Wayzata. That's the big pickup spot from what I hear.
Okay. From what you hear. Where did you hear that?
I read that somewhere. Faceplant or something. I don't know. Facebook. I don't know. I have no idea. No, look, I'm just making small talk, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
Do what you will with this.
Do you think if someday Lori were single, would she go out and, find a new partner, find a new Paul?
I've asked her to. I said, if I get hit by a meteorite.
She should go out and find somebody else.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Somebody to, spend your retirement.
You know, wait.
That you've been spending your whole life.
All I ask, with that, just wait a decent interval until I'm in the ground. Wait at least a week.
Until you're in the ground, that could be just a few days.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, of course I want
So the night of the funeral after you get hit by the meteorite, she
No,
can
not the night of the
over,
funeral.
You head over to the cove and
No,
see what's going on.
Give it at least a week. A week of mourning. She could be online looking during that week, but don't physically go to the cove, decked out.
It's like Maxie was talking about with these sports teams that aren't allowed to negotiate and then a half an hour after that window. So it's like, after the 10 days of not dating somebody, Lori's going to say, oh, well, I just happened to have this, guy lined up ready to go.
Yeah. Just, Hey.
This got really morbid really fast.
Have you had that conversation with Katrina?
Oh, yeah.
Is she like, hey, go out and find somebody else? Or is she like, become a monk? And
I think she's in the camp of like, sure, go out and find somebody, but I don't want to know about it. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably the right thing to do.
That's the right attitude.
It's one of those things you can joke about and talk about, but I don't think you really know what you're going to do until you get there. I don't know.
I think I mentioned this statistic, and it's not terribly romantic, and it won't fit on a Hallmark card, but somebody did a study. Mm-hmm. There's a study for everything.
Yeah, of course.
I'm
going to make one up next, but you go first. Go
yeah. 4,000 people in the United States right now who you would be perfectly happy with until death do you part.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I believe
physically
that.
Attracted to, intellectually attracted to. Mm-hmm. And it's just a matter, I think life is trying to find one of those 4,000. I want to believe there's one person, and I do believe I've found the perfect friend, the perfect mate, but they threw some cold water on that saying, well, not so fast. There are really 4,000 people that you'd be just fine with. But I don't know. That doesn't sound very romantic.
It's not very romantic, but I think it's true. You could have made a different decision in high school or college, and your life could have gone a different way, and you would have been with, Lori number 4 instead of Lori number 3, and you'd be just as happy.
Why is it? Yeah, why am I attracted to women with the name of Lori?
I don't know. That's weird, though.
That is weird.
Yeah. Did she date a bunch of Pauls, too?
No, but she dated some guy in college that looked like Tom Selleck. And I'm like, what are you doing with me? She goes, well, he just wanted to hunt all the time. And I did not want to hunt all the time. That's the only thing that saved me. I did some hunting, but, I wasn't addicted to hunting.
Yeah.
But I think that was a turnoff.
Okay.
So That saved me.
Yeah, the guy that hunts too much is no good, huh?
Well, yeah. I don't know.
She'd rather have guys that, you know, look at Dopplers and models all day.
I used to show her my weather teletype. I said, "You want to? I got to check the weather, Lori. Teletype. Here, come upstairs. I got to."
Was that next to your slide rule on your desk?
No, I had no slide rule. No, I'm not that old, but I did have a teletype in my townhouse, and I had some radio clients, and I was worried that I'd miss something, yeah. You know. And so I would go up and check the weather. I mean, you're always on when you're doing the weather, right? Mm-hmm. Biggest fear is a tornado is going to hit or lightning, and you know nobody likes surprises. So I had this teletype upstairs, and I would go upstairs and check the weather. And when we were dating, I say, you know, I don't have an aquarium, but do you want to go? Let's go upstairs and check the weather.
Yeah, how'd that go for you? I guess well. I mean, it worked, huh?
She had no choice but to marry me. No, I got lucky. I mean, I got lucky finding her.
Yes.
And good Catholic girl, by the way. Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Am I supposed to have a reaction to that?
Whatever you want it to mean.
Is she still Catholic?
Yes, she is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Do you go with her to Catholic Mass?
We alternate. Sometimes we go to Mass.
Okay.
In Victoria.
Yeah.
Sometimes we go to Westwood,
yeah,
which is my church.
Did you get married in a Catholic church?
Yes, we did, and I did pre-Cana, had to do all that.
So you got to have communion in the Catholic church?
I'm not Catholic, so no, I technically cannot take communion.
So you didn't take communion at your own wedding at the Catholic church?
No,
really.
But we raised our boys Catholic,
okay,
so they can take communion. I bring a flask.
Is that weird? With wine or whiskey?
Well, it's... Oh, God. This is... Are we still on the air?
I don't know. We were supposed to talk about something else.
Are we broadcasting this?
I thought
we were just chit-chatting, you and me.
Yeah,
hey, I don't know if you've been watching the Olympics. I watched in horror last night watching the Olympics and these poor Russian skaters who are being berated by their coaches... scolded the pressure on these young women. I have questions about competitive skating. And thankfully, DJ was... This is one of your cousins, right? Does she like you?
Well, we'll find out. I'm not sure.
All right. I want to talk about the pressures that are put on competitive skaters when we come back on CCO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Paul Douglas back with you. Jor has the day off. She is flying back to the Twin Cities from Colorado. She spent a few days out there snowboarding for the first time since she was diagnosed with leukemia. Thrilled, I mean, like a little kid, just so excited, so grateful, so thankful to be able to be on her snowboard. I'm thrilled for her. DJ, you said something in the commercial break, and I think you nailed it. Just this once, you nailed it.
Yeah,
with what you said about Valieva, this 15-year-old Russian skater. Repeat to listeners what you said to me.
Well, I think it's tragic what happened because she's been in the spotlight. She's become almost a household name for all the wrong reasons, and she's 15 years old. She can't even get a driver's license yet. And I think just what this has the potential to do for her mentally is she has to live the rest of her life now, you know, feeling like she let down people and then, you know, she was coached and she took these substances and that whole story for a 15-year-old who's not even close to being adult yet. I just think that's tragic and I wonder what negative impact that'll have on the rest of her life.
Honest to God. I mean, it was painful to watch. I can't imagine what it was like for these young women. But yeah, Valieva left in tears, didn't say a word. Inconsolable, and the coaches, I mean, could not have been any less kind in cheering her up. At one point, one of her coaches said, "Why did you let it go? Why did you stop fighting?" Meanwhile, the Russian skater who won gold said she felt empty, and the silver medalist pledged never to skate again. All this caught on camera. I mean, it was surreal watching this, and it got us thinking about mental health and the pressure on these Olympic athletes, especially young athletes. It's one thing if you're in your 20s or 30s. It's another thing if you're 15 years old. So wanted to talk to somebody who's been there and done that. And Lynn Sommer was kind enough to step up. Former Disney on Ice skater and star Lynn Sommer joining us right now on CCO. Hey, Lynn.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. Disney on Ice. I know you toured, what, the world? And that must have been pretty intense, the pressure on you, right?
Well, you know, being a figure skater as a young adult or young child, I should say, yeah, there are some pretty serious pressures. I'm not even going to pretend that I'm at the caliber, or was at the caliber, I should say. This was a while ago, the caliber of these Olympians that you're talking about right now. But yeah, there was some pressure there. And yes, it was a professional figure skating show, but nothing like what these young shoulders are holding on them.
Lynn, why 15-year-old young women? I mean, I don't quite understand. There's this trend. They seem to get younger and younger. And why is that?
I agree. Well, you know what, Paul? I think there is a lot of pressure. And I can't speak for other countries. I can't speak for even the rest of our nation. I just know my little town of Stillwater, Minnesota, and what type of pressure I felt in just, you know, amateur competitions. The reason I think they get so young and why they're started so young is they haven't hit puberty. So they don't have breasts, they don't have hips, and they are able to jump up in the air and spin around faster than somebody who is 20 or 30 years old, like you were saying.
Really? That makes sense. It's a little horrifying, but good.
It is horrifying, but I remember completely growing up and training, and the minute that I hit puberty, I had to relearn a lot of jumps. I had to relearn my sense of gravity and where I was in the air as I was doing jumps. And, you know, even for spinning and footwork, your balance is off. It's not what you were growing up with, and all of a sudden you're trying to figure out these tricks in basically a new body.
I'm just curious with this whole doping scandal, and it just seems like it's Groundhog Day. I mean, we keep repeating, the Russians, for some reason, you know, keep doping their athletes, hoping they're not going to get caught. They do get caught. And I just wonder between that scandal and just the mental health of these young right. performers, regardless of what country you're skating for, that's a lot of right. pressure. Do they have counselors who can help these young athletes get through this? Do you know?
You know, like I said, I wasn't at that level of competition, and I would really hope, especially in this day and age where mental health is becoming widely talked about and discussed, which it should have been a long time ago, but I would hope that they do. And, you know, I fear that a lot of the times these young athletes aren't seeking out treatment or counseling until after they're out of the spotlight, when they're dealing with the repercussions of these detrimental things that have been happening to them for years and years of abuse, essentially. I mean, I think, you know, what these girls went through over the last couple weeks has been awful. I mean, just from the investigation and, you know,
it's
having
child
to be up
abuse. Lynn, it's
morning.
Child
yes,
abuse.
Yes,
I mean, I hate to, if you watched last night, you can't come to any other conclusion.
Right.
It's child
right.
abuse. And the fact that it's right. being televised and monetized, and wait for this commercial
yep.
and we'll be back with more child abuse. I just,
yep.
I don't know. I don't have the answer, but
yeah,
it just seems like,
awful.
And they're talking
it
about
really
raising, they're talking about raising the age. I mean, that's one of the suggestions
right.
is, you know, make it 18 when you're an adult. Okay.
Sure.
DJ, you wanted
but
to
then,
jump in.
I mean, I agree. I think I agree with you, but I don't have an answer. And I think a lot of people are in that same position. I've been kind of seeing what all of my old coworkers and old skating friends are saying, and everyone is saying the same thing, that yes, this is child abuse. The adults need to be held responsible. I think the skaters, to a point, also need to be held responsible, because yet 15 is a child. When you're at that caliber and you have that sort of dedication and mindset, with your skating and your career, you do know what's going into your body. So it's a catch 22. I don't know. It's hard to say if they should increase the age, because I think that the competition would change drastically. You're not going to be seeing as many, you know, of these fancy tricks and the quads and triples and all that kind of stuff. And maybe that's okay. Maybe that's okay. But in our world, it's all about that. It's all about the wow factor and what the most you can do with your body. And unfortunately, older adults, older skaters, they aren't able to physically do that, because we have so much more. We have a different body structure, and it's not as easy to spin around in the air that fast. Do I personally think that huge changes need to be made? Yes, I do, because being a figure skater and dealing with just the minimal mental health and all of the mind games that I went through, I can't even, nor would I want to put myself in those shoes. It's terrifying, and we saw a glimpse of that into that world last night.
Well, Lynn, I appreciate you stepping up and talking about the pressures that these young women and young men go through as well.
Yeah.
Lynn Sommer, congratulations on your Disney on Ice career. What are you doing now? I'm just curious.
I am a hospice nurse now.
Wow. Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's that's a tough gig, but I am so grateful for people like you that step up and help.
Well, thank you.
Help people through, you know, the most difficult transition of their entire lives. So thank you for what you do, Lynn, and God bless. Be safe.
Thank you. You as well.
You bet. We'll be right back in one moment.
It's Friday. Work's done.
Time for happy hour.
Happy hour. What you happy about? I'm happy that I'm healthy. I've got a healthy 2-year-old grandson. My kids are healthy. If your kids are doing okay, how bad can it be, right? Somebody said that to me, and that has stuck with me over the years. I hope your kids, maybe your grandkids, I hope you're doing well and you can spend time with the people you love. At the end of the day, that's much more important than accumulating crap that you get sick of. Spending time with friends and family, doing what you really want to be doing. Do we have somebody on the line?
Yeah, let's start the happy hour today with Kennedy from Ramsey.
Great name. Hey, Kennedy.
Hey, how are you?
I love that name. That is an awesome
name.
Thank
you.
Yeah.
Named after John F. Named after John F.
Well, great man, and wow. So what are you happy about, Kennedy?
So actually, it's Friday, and I'm going to pick up my wife, and we're happy to go out with some very good friends of ours.
Nice.
And it's simple, and sometimes the simple things are great things to be happy about.
Amen to that. You're right. You're right. I could not have said it better. Thank you, Kennedy. Have fun up there. Be safe.
I enjoy listening to y'all. Thank you very much.
We
have a good one.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Nancy in Bloomington. What's your happy, Nancy?
I'm happy because tomorrow is a cookie go day. My daughter is a Girl Scout. It's her last year, and she's super excited to start the season off, even in this cold weather, and sell as many cookies as she can to help fund her trip that she's taking with the Girl Scouts to New York.
New York City. Wow. Now, is she standing outside? Is any of this done online? How is she selling these cookies, Nancy?
They are able to sell it in many different ways. So they can post it, or with their parents' help, post it on some social media. And they can also, each girl can create a QR code then that somebody can scan and order it through that. So it's kind of contactless. And then you can also go online. A person can go online, even if they don't know a Girl Scout, and ask to order cookies, either have it delivered to them or have it shipped to them. And then, of course, you can go door-to-door like I did when I was a kid.
Yeah, I remember.
And and then there's also the cookie booths that also start tomorrow. So if you see a troop out there, please support Girl Scouts and buy some cookies. Or most troops always have the opportunity where you can buy and donate to charity that they're picking from. My daughter this year has chosen to donate her cookies to the staff lounges at children's hospitals and clinics.
Wow. Great cause. Thank you, Nancy. And give your daughter a hug for us. DJ, what you happy about real quick?
I'm about to head up north to a camp for a retreat with a bunch of middle school and high school students. And some folks might think that's intimidating, but it's the first thing I want to do this weekend. So that'll be fun.
Keeps you young.
That's right. Yeah.
Those younger kids will either keep you young or kill you.
I'm still better at broomball than all of them, so it's kind of nice.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Hang in there. Be safe. Should be fine on I-94. You get off 94, it could get a little hinky out there. So, hey, have a great weekend. We'll try this again on Monday. Jordana will be back. God bless.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.